Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Thousands of people marched in New York City overnight protesting the decision by a grand jury in Louisville not to charge three police officers directly for Breonna Taylor's death. CBS 2's Allie Bauman with more.
Say her name!
Yeah.
Name echoing from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
I'm a little appalled, but it makes sense because that's exactly how they look at us. We don't matter to them.
Thousands of people gathered in protest on the Upper East Side and in downtown Brooklyn, where they staged a die-in before marching over the Manhattan Bridge.
This is going to be a flashpoint for the election, and this is going to be a referendum on police brutality in America.
The protests were noisy but peaceful. The NYPD tells us that no one was arrested. Mayor de Blasio is promising to do whatever it takes to contain several new coronavirus hotspots in the city. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live now from one of those hotspots, Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Marla?
And Steve, this neighborhood now has one of the highest infection rates in the city. There's concern in Midwood and Borough Park, where the infection rate is close to 4%. Mayor de Blasio, who was criticized for singling out the Jewish community at the height of the pandemic, is asking for help from the community.
And truly want to be clear, this is something that can be addressed. We have the tools and the measures. We need a lot of cooperation from all the neighborhoods involved.
The mayor says it requires urgent action, emphasizing the seriousness of preventative measures. Dr. Mitchell Katz, head of the city's public hospital system, says he lost his father-in-law to COVID this week in Israel.
In the absence of our doing the right thing, we will need to be in a lockdown type situation as occurred in Israel because they haven't been able to control the spread of the virus.
Mayor de Blasio says the NYPD and Sheriff's Department will be involved in enforcement where large groups are gathered. And we're live in Williamsburg. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And Marla, the statewide COVID-19 positivity rate in New York has been hovering at or below 1% for several weeks. But now we're learning in Rockland County that number has spiked to more than 4.5%. Let's go live to Rockland. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is in Spring Valley this morning. Sean?
And it's been inching up for a couple of weeks now. So really, this is a reminder that we have to remain vigilant. We have to be COVID smart. Rockland County's positive test rate approached 5% earlier this week, with active cases centered in a couple of different communities, Muncie and Spring Valley. Officials don't like to see such a spike, but for context, we should note total COVID cases and the number of people in hospitals. Those numbers are both low. Rockland County Executive Ed Day continues to warn people to be smart, mask, distance, wash those hands.
As we all continue to watch these numbers, I remind all our residents, in order to keep local business and the economy moving in the right direction, we must keep the numbers low. We do not want to give the governor any excuses to shut our businesses down. That would just be unbearable, unacceptable.
County health officials have been working with leaders in the Orthodox Jewish community, reminding people to be careful as they gather for the High Holy Days. Live in Spring Valley, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
When you need to know the latest news.
There's been an uptick in COVID-19 cases in parts of Queens and Brooklyn.
The biggest issue is indoor gatherings, especially banquets.
The MTA is on track to run out of money before the end of the year.
Connecticut is seeing a record number of absentee ballot requests.
WCBS 880, make us your news station.
Live to the Weather Center and Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, another nice, mild day today.
It is. It's a little cool in the suburbs to start it off, but the sun's coming up now. We have a west-northwest wind basically for this morning. It's light. It's under 10 miles per hour. May go southwest this afternoon. And so all temperatures across the region should even out at about 75 to 80. Now, there will be more cloudiness around today, so the sunshine may not be quite as bright, but still 75 to 80. Tonight's low 60 to 65, again 50s in the suburbs for most, and then partly sunny tomorrow, right back up to around 80. Saturday, variably cloudy and mid-70s to start off the weekend, which is still above average. Right now, 63. Nice mild start, humidity 67%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.